Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio. It's a pleasure to have you here today. We thank you very much for making us a part of your day. Elena Hale is also here, our special guest, educational consultant, teen mentor, master's certified life coach, and the founder of Infinite Potential for You, where she engages clients to embrace the unique learning languages for success and happiness. Elena launched Infinite Potential for You almost 8 years ago after she left the classroom as a teacher. She says there were so many children in her classes who were suffering from anxiety and stress and depression at a very early age, 9 and 10 years old. And as a teacher in a classroom of 36 kids, she was unable to reach all of those children in differentiated instructions and strategies to create success for them. Elena says parents usually seek her out when they're at their wit's end, and she doesn't, you know, sometimes they don't even know how to support their child's needs. So that's where she comes in. She says coaches look at what is happening now in order to create for the future. We send them off with tools to go forth and become successful in their own way. Of course, you know, the pressures of academics are oftentimes placed on children by the parents, and that's why Elena requires parents to also work with her. As for the future, she says she would like more parents in academic institutions to be aware of what is possible when teaching kids from a place of question and opportunity. Part of learning is exploring and making mistakes. She says, our world, especially the classroom, is designed to be right or wrong with expectations of success or failure. But to her, failure is actually one of four of our greatest assets. It really is. Her website is infinitepotentialforyou.com. That's infinitepotentialforyou.com. We'll mention that again. But she is live and direct from Gig Harbor, Washington. And we're very excited to welcome her for the first time to Close Up Radio for this exclusive 30-minute conversation. Elena, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate the opportunity. Hello, everybody.
Oh, the pleasure is all ours. Thanks so much for wanting to spend some time with us. We really appreciate it. Love what you do. And I'd love to know what initially inspired you to want to go into this work. What is it about this work that really, you know, has spoken to you over time, pointing you in the direction of wanting to do it and do it so well?
Yeah, the classroom was such a brilliant experience for me. And over the years, what I saw was an opportunity to work one-on-one with children and their families where maybe they were stuck within the academic institution because it wasn't quite working for them. And I myself was one of those kids as a neurodiverse learner as a child, being dyslexic, among other things. And I really just wanted to be able to contribute to those kids and any other students out there who were struggling, especially with the anxiety and stress.
That's terrific. And, you know, you out of all of that desire and passion, you created Infinite Potential for You. Great name for a company. Tell us about some
Thank
of the
you.
Extraordinary work that you do and what your mission has been for Infinite Potential for You. What do you want to bring to the table that maybe isn't out there now?
Be a contribution, honestly. That is my goal. That is every day when I wake up, I ask myself that question. How can I contribute to our future? And our future is our kids. Ultimately, what my company represents is the ability to kind of explore what is being created, and in this case, let's say it is upset or stress anxiety, then provide tools that can bring about awareness of those triggers or those struggles And then kind of together, we shift everything into a strength. I call them superpowers, and it shifts the mindset, and that kind of creates that success and happiness and fulfillment in life for those kids at an early age, and they just go on to be so magical and wonderful. It's so rewarding.
That's fantastic. You know, it really is. It says on the website, when I was perusing it, that you have clients from 5 years old to 76 or so. Let's start with the younger first. What basically are five-year-olds dealing with? What are you coaching them on at that early age? And do you remember when you were five?
I don't remember five. I more start my memories at around seven or so. The five-year-old oftentimes has anxiety with being left at school. Perhaps there's something more going on for them outside of school, but it's creating a block or a distraction for them. And just sometimes working with a five-year-old, it's just a matter of connecting with them and letting them go through the process of identifying what it is that maybe they're aware of, and giving them some tools. Little kids don't necessarily learn how to deep breathe, for example. And it's like, well, if you're starting to feel that, tell me what's going on in your body. Okay, how can we stop that from happening, or how can we breathe through it? And give them that kind of awareness and those very simple tools, and also reassure them that they're not wrong. They're not wrong for feeling that way or being that way. And there's always an opportunity to take what we know from that and do something differently. And let's try that instead. Let's see how that works.
That's perfect. You know, when sometimes you get a chance to really expand like that, especially with the young ones. And what about somebody who's, you know, 76? How are we able to coach both? And what are some of the things that you find somebody who's, you know, a senior is dealing with as well?
In this particular case, this client was looking to complete a project, and they were stuck, they were blocked, and really wanted just someone to hold them accountable and help them get to those moments of, okay, here's where I get stuck. And when someone is on the more experienced side of life, we have all of these points of views that kind of stick us to the point where then we can't see beyond it. And the very same tools that you would apply to a 5-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 30-year-old, or a 76-year-old are ultimately the same. It's just the approach that we take in backtracking a little bit to get to that point where, that's really an interesting point of view. From that, we look at, okay, do we want to keep that point of view or maybe move to a different one and see what we can create from there?
That's great. Do you have an example maybe of one of those experiences that people can connect with?
Sure. How about let's look at a teen. Teenagers are so amazing. And they have come equipped to learn. They've come equipped to please their parents. And stress and anxiety begins to build because now there's all of these expectations. Mom and dad want me to get good grades. I have to do this for my coach on my sports team. And if I don't, then I either get in trouble, I'm punished, or I lose something. And that's a mindset of, if I'm not perfect, I'm a failure. And that's a really interesting, like a right or a wrong or a good or a bad point of view. And what we like to do with that is, let's shift that. So, cool, you didn't study for your test, you got a bad grade. What did you learn from that? Okay, you need to study more. Okay, maybe I need to ask for help because I don't understand the content. And okay, now what do you want to do with it? What would you like to do differently next time? And that's where I will sit with that client and we will figure out what can work for you. And in some cases, it's maybe having a conversation with mom and dad. It's a lot of pressure to get perfect A's all the time. And other times it's a matter of stepping up and just acknowledging that, you know what, I'm really having a hard time with this, and that's where my mistakes keep coming from. Can I get some support?
That's wonderful. That's really great. That's a great example, too. Do you find, and I would imagine there are similarities, I guess, between that 5-year-old and that 76-year-old?
Oh, yeah. We all just want to do the best we can in our lives. I think for the most part, that's what drives people to seek success and find their happiness. And if we're stuck, how do we get there? It's all a journey. It's just a matter of where you are. If you were to look at, I don't know if you remember that game, Jim, Chutes and Ladders, right?
Oh,
where
sure,
you
yes.
climb up the ladder, and sometimes you climb up and you get all the way to the top. And when you get stuck, sometimes you slide down a little bit. Sometimes you slide all the way to the bottom and you got to start again. It really is that no matter what age you are. And honestly, the younger a person is, the easier it is for them to kind of let go of feeling bad about a mistake and really learning that those mistakes are such an opportunity to say, that didn't work for me, or whoa, did I learn a lesson from that? And then they can do something differently. Whereas someone who's older may have been trying lots of different things, and the frustration comes from they're stuck because they feel as if they've tried everything, and they maybe just need a different perspective.
That's right. Sometimes it's just a matter of making those adjustments, absolutely. You know, whether you're 5 or 76, we really are bound by our formative experiences, right? We can't outrun them, but we can certainly make peace with them.
Absolutely. If we can acknowledge, I have a tool that I like to use. It's how to get all A's is what I cheekily call it. It's acknowledge, ask, and allow. And if we can acknowledge what it is that is a formative experience for us, like, wow, yeah, this really upsets me when, fill in the blank, and then we ask a question like, is this something I want to continue believing in or acting as or doing or saying? And then from that is we allow it, like, yeah, you know what, this is really important to me. Or, you know what, I think I might let that one go. I'm going to try something different this time. And if we can just kind of, I guess it's almost like those formative experiences are, it's like a secret that you have within you. And if you just kind of say it out loud, then you acknowledge it in a way that it's no longer this big, scary, dark secret that you can or you can't do something.
That's right. Exactly. You know, that wall has come down, which is terrific.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's kind of like when our needs are met, all of us can do incredible things, right?
That's been my experience.
Yes. and that's a good one to have, absolutely. It's important. You know, you mentioned in the introduction, too, that you were a teacher. So I guess that's where probably this ability to relate to young children comes from. Tell us about that. Also, awareness and empathy is so crucial to all of this. How do you relay concepts like that to a young child?
Yeah, thank you. I love that question. Thank you so much for that. You know, part of my daily practice is I have a little mantra that I remind myself, remember to play. Remember to be in that playful space, because that playful space is curiosity, it's experimentation, and it's wonder. And if we can approach it from that, we have this ability to learn something new or different. And if you look at, you know, kids in particular, when they come to the world, they're equipped with something like empathy or awareness. And as they get older, they start buying those points of views that other people place on them. And not as in an intentional way to be cruel, but it's more like, oh, mom and dad want me to do this, or mom and dad say this, or, oh, my friends are doing this, or my teacher says I have to do it this way. It's simple points of view about how things should work. And if kids are aware that there is another way maybe for them that works, especially if what people are telling them isn't working, then it's a way of looking at it from, okay, I might be different from that. That's okay. That's cool. And now I can be in a place of empathy, especially at a younger age, where if you have the awareness that everybody's different and everybody learns differently and experiences life differently, gosh, can you imagine what a future we would have if people all had that tool from a young age to really just learn how to, learn how life works and learn how to be a part of life with just this nice space of, I got this. I can do this.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Power of positive thinking in so many different ways, and on so many different levels, too. A lot of this, too, is also about our relationship with, as I mentioned also in the introduction, mistakes and failure. Mistakes are how we learn, and embracing failure. Some of the most successful people on the planet have failed miserably multiple times, but then they dust themselves off. It gives them resilience. They build resilience, and they're able to tackle things maybe or try to tackle that same thing again, but with more clarity, because they've been able to fine-tune from any mistakes or failures how to go forward and make it successful, right?
Absolutely. The greatest inventions were usually a mistake because they were trying to make something work a certain way.
Something else.
Made a mistake, and boom, something fantastic was created. I like to talk to my parents about that and say, look, if you were cooking, and you had this recipe and you followed this recipe, and one day you weren't quite paying attention and you threw a different spice in, and it changed the whole dynamic of that delicious dish to something even more delicious. That technically was a mistake, but what a great mistake that was. And if we can teach our kids that mistakes just bring us to a, let me try it this way, then they actually are engaged to learn. They're engaged to seek more for themselves and figure things out.
That's so important, right, to realize that and really appreciate that along the way. If you could maybe share with us a tool with the parents and adults listening to this now and possibly in the future, what would you offer them as a way of contributing to youth?
I would say look at your language. The way, again, in all my years working with kids, I've seen a pattern of certain words that children hear differently. And I don't remember who it was who said it once, but it's not what you say, it's how it lands, how it's received. And the one word that a parent can take from their vocabulary and shift almost anything is, try not to ask a question using the word why. Why didn't you do your homework? Why didn't you study for your test? Why did you go out and drink with your friends? That why puts a child or a teen in a place of having to defend themselves, and they don't feel that they can have that open conversation. So if we change the why to what or how come, it's a little bit more open of a, would you like to tell me what's going on? That's usually what I would say is, hey, I noticed this. I'm acknowledging it. Hey, I noticed you failed your test. What's going on? It's a very different question than how come or why did you fail, right? It's very much less, there's no need to be defensive. And then you have that, okay, the child can tell you, yeah, this is what happened, blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. What do you want to do next? Instead of why.
Right, exactly. Which is a great way to look at it, you know, when you think about it. What are some other examples maybe you can share with us of how Infinite Potential for You really works with clients in such a way? Because, you know, I know it's really for anyone seeking tools to create change in their lives, right? You work with your clients in that effort, in that vein.
Yeah, I honestly, all are welcome. You don't have to be a kid or a parent. It is anyone who is looking to change it up, to approach life from a different perspective than what it is they're currently doing because it's not working for them. And how cool is it that it's not working for you? What has brought you here to me, or what has brought you to the point where you can acknowledge, yep, I'm going to do something different today. I don't know what that is, but I'm going to do it. And that is ultimately, if you get to the place where you know, you're on, I call it copy-paste. You're just copy and pasting everything that you do every day, but you're looking for that different result, and it's not showing up for you. Is it time to try a different way to do it.
Times, yeah, you got to pause and say, you know what, it is, you know, and you just don't think about it, but then things just present themselves in front of you, pointing us into the direction that things do need to change. I mean, you work with adults who are looking to make change.
Yes.
And it's almost like a beautiful revolving door in some way, right?
Absolutely. I love saying goodbye to my clients and wishing them well, and then hearing back from them occasionally about how well their life is going for them. It is not my goal to be their coach or consultant for an extended period of time. My goal is to give you those tools. Let's get you out there. Try them out. Let me know what's working and not working. If we need to redirect, we do. But if you want to add more, sure. But you know what? You got this. And that is ultimately the confidence, the positivity, the possibilities that I think a lot of people seek.
You know what I think is great about all of this, too, just in the way that you really look at it and present it and go about it, is it is the infinite possibilities and the infinite potential. All of this is based on that. Sometimes we have self-limiting beliefs that cause us to pause and not follow through with the things in our lives that we want to, regardless of our age. But you have this uncanny way of being able to really engage your clients to embrace the unique learning languages in ways that present success and happiness, right?
Absolutely. That's the goal. That is the goal, is let's just look at this. What is working for you? What would you like to work for you? And we'll create it. I don't sell a program. I don't have a one-size-fits-all. That kind of goes against my practice. My practice
right.
is as customized and individual as the client. Everyone is unique and different. And, yes, there are some tools across the board that can be used. How they are applied is 100% up to that client.
So when you do this kind of work, you know, it must really be so fulfilling for you as well, because you know, everything in life, when it's positive, can be full circle in such a beautiful way. Tell us about that. Tell us about some of the incredible things that you experience and some of the beautiful things that you see happen before your eyes.
I think the most favorite thing that I love, there's so many wonderful results that I see in my clients. My most favorite thing is when teens and parents have a connection and they have the communication and there's respect from both sides and there is no more fight and discord within the family unit.
That's important. Yes, that's really, really important for everybody to sort of be on the same page as much as possible. If somebody is listening for the first time and they want to partake in the work that you do, do you work with individuals? Are you working with teams, groups? How does it work? And what's the initial process like? Do you do an overall assessment? What happens from there?
Sure. Great question. Thank you, Jim. You know, I kind of do it all. It really, again, depends on what the client is looking for. I do have or host 2-3-4-part Zooms, especially for parents or educators, where we can sit down and talk more in depth about kind of the tools we're touching on here today. That's always fun. That's a group thing. And then if it's a private practice, I will always ask for an initial assessment just so that I can get the gauge of what's the intention, you know, what is the target for this journey, and make sure that we are a match, because that is, you know, it's a relationship and it's a space to get vulnerable, and that's okay. And I want to make sure that both of us or all parties are on the same page with that. And, you know, if it's a child under the age of 18, I require parents to be a part of the process and have a few separate sessions with me in addition to me working with a child, more to teach those parents the tools and be a part of that team for that child so that there's success on all sides.
I like that. It's encompassing the 360 point of view and way of thinking, which is really important. What are some of the things that you see going forward? And, you know, you're dealing with the remnants of this pandemic, and that has affected all of us from age 5 to 76 and older and younger.
Absolutely.
How has that come into play, and how has that changed a little bit the dynamic of what you're working on and some of the emphasis?
You know, the pandemic was an interesting opportunity to go online and be available to not just those in my local community, which I think was fantastic, to be able to experience people elsewhere and really work with just a variety of those seeking to kind of get out of the funk of what the pandemic provided for them and look at it from a different way of what's possible here. Okay, so you lost your business because of COVID. Yes, okay, now what? What's next? Let's look at what's next. What do you want to create? And really, I would love to see, you know, if you want to ask me, you know, what do I see for the future? My big, huge ask out to the universe or whatever it is that a person believes in is to provide a little bit of a shift in education where we don't practice from the right answer or the wrong answer, and we really look at all the answers in between and the process to go from making a mistake to getting an answer that is correct.
I like that. That's a great way to look at it and present it. Obviously, you're very skilled at this work, Alina, and you love what you're doing. I encourage folks to go to the website to dig a little deeper, take a deeper dive, and connect with Alina. The website is infinitepotentialforyou.com, infinitepotentialforyou.com. You can email her through the website. She's very responsive as well and cares. She's empathetic, and she's a listening ear. And really wants to seize the success and happiness of those who reach out to her. And I think it's beautiful work that you're doing. Thanks for joining us on the show, Alina. I can't believe how quickly it went, but hopefully we'll get a chance to explore some more and expand and hear testimonials and different things. But this was amazing, and thanks for all the work that you do, because you're impacting lives in
Thank
such
you.
A profound way.
Thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I certainly have with you, Alina.
Oh, you bet. It's wonderful.
That's what we love to hear. Alina Hale, our very, very special guest, educational consultant, teen mentor, master certified life coach, and founder of Infinite Potential for You, where she engages clients to embrace the unique learning languages for all the best to you, and again, hopefully we'll chat some more. Thanks for spending your time, and you have a terrific rest of your day, Alina.
Thank you. You as well. Take care.
You too. Thanks for joining us. InfinitePotentialForYou.com is the website to connect. I urge you to and share that link with somebody else that you think might also find it of great value. This is your host, Jim Masters. Thanking you for your time this time. Till next time here on Close Up Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back with another amazing guest in just a moment. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.